Shout out to the Washington Mystics. Heartbreaker. Heartbreaker, man. Oh, boy, slim in the lane. Floater, just a little off course. Love the effort. Yeah, this is what happens when you can see a little bit into the future. Right people. Bigs, two bigs, maybe three, even with an injury. I just like the makeup of this basketball team. Like the spirit in which they play. And I've convinced myself that when our teams win, it's like a shot of adrenaline for me. And when we lose, it's like getting kicked in the shins. And you get beat up over that. You can talk yourself into anything. And so I was kind of mixed last night. It was rough. It was rough. And then again, the Hall of Fame game. Having been there, the last time Washington was in it, have you been, Max, have you been to Canton, Ohio to the Hall of Fame?
I've not, though I'd like bucket to list. Very much. Oh, it's worth it. Absolutely part it's of the bucket it. List, yeah.
Yeah, it's worth it. The inductions, obviously.
I'll go when Jaden gets in.
Grimm, James Arthur Monk, Daryl Green, the guys went, you know, our gold jackets. It's a great, but going through the hall and seeing Sonny, you go in and look for your guys, the people that you know you've seen, your heroes in burgundy and gold.
Of course.
And that it is. It's the store, the ceremony itself, and then the game. And it's the worst game in the world to have an injury.
Oh, absolutely.
To lose somebody. And it happens.
It does. It did last night.
For how long?
I'm not.
They cart somebody off?
I don't remember.
It's one thing if you own the shoulder. I mean, I'm talking about a cart off. John Jensen. We lost John Jensen.
It's a big one.
And again, what? All right, I'll never forget. Because, you know, you're on the sidelines are going, no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, big gents, yeah. And that was not fun. It can happen. That's how I know. It's like the Pro Bowl. It's like hockey, I think, has the best all-star game. And it's just hard. You can't play make-believe football.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I look at training camp. It's like the Pro Bowl game. They had to stop it because you can't do it unless you go all out. Football, right. You can't play it unless you're going all out,
mm-hmm.
really with bad intentions because it's a beat-down sport. You're trying to beat your opponent down. So how do you do that and say it's all in the interest of fun? You can't. And you can. If it's flag, I'm all for it. Matter of fact, I'm a big fan of flag. Especially the youth level. I've seen some outstanding athletic plays on that level. And then there was also watching these quarterbacks. And it goes to Peters. He had to be in on the Niners taking the reach on a young quarterback, a young prospect, that it quite didn't work out. How he looked last night? Pretty doggone good. Now, how many years has that been now? Four?
Mm-hmm.
Takes time. When people say it, that's the best visual I could give you from watching him with the Niners and the Cowboys. And last night, I thought he was like somebody snatched his body away. You can't make up what I saw last night. He was smooth. He was accurate. He's athletic. He's everything. I think it was the third pick. I think Niners took him third.
Yep.
Second or third?
Third.
Yeah, that is, you can't make that up. And then Harbaugh, his brother, makes the comments about Superman being the best quarterback, or just giving him that national acclaim of being a pinpoint passer. And you know what happens when you lose championship games and you don't, quote, win what we say is, quote, the big one?
Mm-hmm.
It never works, even though he had a drop. Who was, felt worse, Andrews or eight? That's just a tough position to be in. It could happen to anybody, that you drop a pass that might have taken you to the AFC Championship game. And it gets away. Lamar played his butt off. Took a couple sacks, but other than that, who's the most dangerous quarterback in your mind outside of Patrick Mahomes?
It's tough. Comes down to three names if you're not naming Patrick. It's either Lamar, it's either Josh, or it's Joe. The answer kind of depends on the rest of the question.
Josh.
Yeah.
I always go, if I could only take one, who would I take?
Yeah. Josh is a marriage of the two for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He's got, I don't want to say Lamar's rushing ability, but rushing ability.
He's the next thing to it.
Right. But that's the same. At the same time, like Joe Burrow, he's quick. He's speedy. He's not going to run you over, but he doesn't get credit for his athleticism.
I agree with you, and I might say overall, if I was to think, if I could only have one of them out of all of them,
mm-hmm.
he would get more first place votes from me than sure. anybody else.
So Lamar. So it'd be Josh, Joe, Lamar for you.
Yeah. Because as much as I wanted to go another way, I just couldn't. I can't. I mean, the last time I wagered was Ravens beating Kansas City at M&T.
Yeah.
There's no way they can lose that.
I thought the same.
And that's why. And I go, and you know why? Because they got an eighth head. He's trying to prove something. Dude, if you only threw one pass and went to the Super Bowl, do you really care?
Right.
And then I thought that his offensive coordinator should have been boiled. It was the biggest disconnect I've ever seen between a coordinator and a head coach and a quarterback. I thought they just blew that. I thought they were the better team. But the better team doesn't always win. That's why Kansas City is so dangerous. They don't have to be the best team. It don't really matter. And the only other question I have is that how in the heck did Andy Reid get caught without a premier left tackle? When you're protecting the best quarterback on the planet, how do you get caught short at left tackle, at right tackle, at left guard, at center, anywhere on the offensive line, the people that protect Patrick Mahomes are only second to the people that protect the President of the United States. And for the life of me, I cannot believe that. And all that, and still, they ended up being the second best team on the planet. Because when you have that guy on your side, it's hard to beat. 301-230-0980 is the number. Annapolis, that's got to be, I tell you what, BTP. Welcome home. Athan?
Doc.
Yes, sir.
Doc. Hey, listen. To quote kind of what you say, listen, I'm not worried about guys that don't want to be here. If your representation comes out and says you want to be traded, fine. Go on the side and stretch and work your fake ankle injury or whatever it is. I want to know who's next. Because between this team and 31 other teams, there's somebody out there who's so damn hungry. Like you say, they'll take a taxi
to
get to practice, okay? Yeah.
If you create the environment, they'll come.
Who's next?
And create the environment, exactly. They'll come. They laughed, you know, they had a sign of the D.C. Defenders. And people snickering and going, see, they didn't see Charlie Brown. When Charlie Brown got here, not everybody, but most people who are clueless believe everything they hear and read. And when it comes to pro football, you're taking a dangerous path. It's not what round you're drafted in. It's what that thing between your chest, what it pumps out. And rounds are irrelevant. Did you see downtown Charlie Brown play for us in the early 80s?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm just this dude was an absolute murderer. And it just, So that's what I want to know. I want to know everybody, well, not everybody, but some of the younger people on the air, BTP, are just, it was like we, like it had been an assassination. Like we were just now, we have no chance. I'm like, what are they talking about? Okay, so let's say you sign him. Let's say you give him $30 million. Turns his ankle, breaks a big toe. Do we forfeit? I don't think we forfeit.
That's right.
I don't think we forfeit. I'm just going. Whoever wants to be here, the bus leaves at 3 o'clock. If you own it, you're with us. If you're not, you're not. We got work to do.
Listen, if they can't stretch the field the way they used to, that's what these coaches and all these other players get paid millions of dollars to do, to figure it out.
Yeah.
Or is it going to be our defense that carries us?
Yeah.
Or do we need to go find a fullback, the next Otis Wansley, who's going to block for B-Rob?
Teach that to BYB, to BTP. Teach him that. So that he can come off that ledger. He's on a 20-story building about to jump.
Well, that's the thing, Doc. You can lead a horse to water. You can't make him drink.
Well, did you hear him?
I think a horse has a bigger brain, though, than a lion.
No. He's intelligent. Now you know he's smart. But if I didn't know better, I would have thought there was an assassination last night. Really. He missed his calling. He should be in news. Because he was painting a picture that was so gloomy, like, seriously.
Robert Morrow Willingham?
Yeah. He was, I could not believe it. It's a negotiation, Slim. Don't fall for it.
He's pro player.
Oh,
pro
my player, God.
Sure.
I mean, remind me to never go in business with him. This dude, man, I couldn't get over him. It's like it was BTP. It was like somebody had died. It was like it was a death. And all this is a step in the negotiation, period.
You got it. The guy, JD5, that we're going to pay here a lot of money in a few years. Listen, Mahomes doesn't have elite receivers. Josh Allen had maybe the best year of his career last year, didn't have elite receivers. Burrow didn't have a defense. You got to find a way to get it done. That's it.
It's
a team game.
Yeah.
There's 44 other guys that want to play.
Yeah, tell him that. Next time you get him, you just break it down to him. Because I really worry about his health.
Doc, this is the same guy I took to Morton Steakhouse and wore Crocs. Okay,
He didn't do it. Doc, I know him better than that.
But that's the thing. He doesn't tell tales out of school. Last year? All right, next time I see him, I'm bringing this
up. Wait a minute. First of all, what is he doing with Crocs?
They're comfortable.
I thought they were. That's what women wear, right?
No.
Men wear Crocs? You know, no, I'm honest. I'm not trying to be funny.
No, I've seen men wear Crocs.
Really?
I own a pair of fuzzy Crocs, but those are more of like my house slippers.
Linnell has, BTP has Crocs.
I believe they're tie-dye. If I'm not mistaken, I could be imagining. I could be thinking of my friends, a buddy of mine who also has tie-dye Crocs. It could be the same, could be different. I don't remember.
I hope I never see that. That's a visual. I couldn't.
You catch him here one game day, you might see it.
I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I don't believe it. I think you guys lying on him now. Now I think you're lying.
I try not to.
Yeah.
Listen, this man claims he has a brand to protect, okay? I swear on my two kids, okay? That man walked into Morton's with Crocs on, okay, last year right before the season we went out to dinner. I looked at him and I said, I've never been to a place like this before, so I'm going to have to teach you. I said, because you're going to be part of the media in this town. You can't come dressed like this. So that's all right. He can learn with me, though. I'll take him out. I'll school him to the
good.
Game.
Good. God bless you. You're doing missionary work. Appreciate you, Athan. Be good. Our next stop, we're going out to Weaver. Weaver, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Weaver, what up?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I just wanted to say this about the Terry situation. Here's my thing. He has to look out for himself, and if he believes that he deserves whatever, that's on him. My thing for the team is, there's nobody currently on the roster that can do what he does. So how do you replace that? And I don't see an immediate answer to that question.
Well, you're in day seven of training camp. This is where you develop your talent. And somebody's going to emerge. Believe it or not, there was actually pro football before Terry.
Right. But let's not, I don't believe in downplaying what he contributed.
No, I love him. But I'm just saying, you're acting like we got a guy that just went and got a $9 million deal down in Jacksonville who was here last year with Terry. This league is full of people that run nine routes.
Who's that? You talking about De'Ami Brown?
We lost De'Ami Brown. Didn't he go down there for $9 million?
Something like that. Yeah.
Nine or ten million. Yeah. You can get guys that run straight. You'll find somebody right. if you have to.
But Doc, hold up. My point is, like, the De'Ami Browns, Zach Ertz,
yeah.
all those guys benefited from what Terry did.
And Terry benefited from them.
Okay, you can look at it like that.
No, I'm just – look, I don't really care what happens other than we have a team to fill out against the Giants and kick their ass.
Right.
But I don't know wide receiver don't stop no show, period. If you do, then you're going down the wrong path. You're following a 27-year-old.
And I don't believe a quarterback, how as good as Jaden is, makes up for that difference. Because I keep hearing people say, "Oh, Jaden can just throw somebody open."
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe he can do that.
You're not wrong.
Last year,
you're not wrong.
Right. A lot of times last year, even with Terry in the game, people didn't get open.
Remember the cheetah? Remember the cheetah, right? I think he made a wrong move. That's just my opinion. This is my opinion. I tell you what didn't. Kansas City didn't. They didn't blink. They win world championships.
Right.
He's down in South Florida. You can put a pool in Alaska. All I'm saying is that you're never going to get me in no argument about no wide receivers when you can't run the ball.
Okay.
And when you can't stop people from running the ball. You have no chance of beating Philadelphia. Right. With him or without him. So work on your weaknesses, build your team, then it won't matter. But ain't no one person going to hold me up from going to where I've got to go unless it's the quarterback. It's never going to be a wide receiver.
Right.
But I appreciate your call.
All right, man.
Thank
Have
you.
A good one.
Appreciate you.
Right.
I just, it's real. It's real. Sorry. This is not fantasy. And you guys not wrong. I know why you're so invested in the wide receiver position because you play a lot of fantasy. And it makes sense. I get it. But I'm talking about how you win championships. And you win championships, it's just not one person is not going to stop that show. And I would love him to be here, but that's out of my hands. I'm concerned about the people that are. Who's going to step up? And the worst thing about Terry not being at practice? The worst thing about Terry not at practice is that our corners don't get to spar with him. That's the worst thing about it.
It's true.
Our corners need to go up against a legitimate uno.
That's why Mikey and Debo have been working. But Debo, I don't know if you call
he's a badass.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about a guy that can blow by you. That's Terry McLaurin. And they don't get that. Amos and those guys will not be as good or as far down the process as they ought to be because they don't get to spar with him. Go back and look at your heavyweight champions, middleweight champions, lightweight champions of the world. Their sparring partners, the good ones, end up becoming champions because they understand iron versus iron. Otherwise, you ain't got a chance. The only person that picks a scrub up to go against is somebody that has low self-esteem. That's what Terry hurts his team because he doesn't get to go after our corners and they don't get a chance to go after it. Just my opinion on it, but probably on point. You lead me at this point, young fella. Where do you want me to go?
Let's hit a quick break, pay some bills, and then we got a little bit of breaking news in the NFC.
Oh, I love the tease. Isn't that, folks, that's called a professional tease by one of the best. Back in a moment. Oh, Max, are you ready? Are you ready to be entertained?
I'm always ready to be entertained.
Okay,
Doc.
Because the number one entertainer in our radio audience is Brother Little, and he joins us now. All right, Little, what's today's special?
Man, hold on. Shout out to the legend. Shout out to Mad Max, the hardest working producer in the DMV. What I got, legend, is that I'm seeing T-Mac with a little diva-ish demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if he's about that trophy, he'll come on in. Just like that young kid up there in Cincinnati did. And they still wasn't trying to get at the trophy. So we are a step close to getting it to the promised land. As far as I can say, legend, move forward. I think Kingsbury will mix this thing up to a point that, man, look here. Only thing I can say, look, our quarterback can manifest the whole damn field already. So once he figured out, like I say, in the beginning of the season, Noah Brown was his number one target. You see where I'm going at? So look here, Terry, I'm telling you now, you can test the waters and you can put that checkerboard up and pull out the chessboard now and realize that, hey, this is your best option to come on and get to put that uniform on and produce this year and make yourself look like you worthy of a $30 million contract. That's all I got for you, big fella.
Appreciate
look,
you, Lou.
Another shout out for Ward number 7, Trayvon White. Put us over the hump, man. Moving forward. God bless y'all. Stay up, big fella. My man.
Good deal. That's I appreciate all. You. All right. It's a little bit of vote. I think that was a reference to the vote.
Yeah, we're getting closer and closer. I haven't seen any official word come through yet, but I have, you know, I keep seeing more rumblings from reporters. In fact, I should probably check in on what old Eric Flack is tweeting up to, because I know he is up to date on all of that.
Yeah, I think that, to my knowledge, that was, think about the biggest news. You know, I haven't heard from Chick Hernandez. I mean, he's kind of a big thing now, and I would like to know that if it were big, Chick is going to know about it.
That's
that
true.
I know. And I'd like to think that he might even drop me a text and pull my coat, you know. That's what he used to do. You know, he used to do that back in the day. So we'll see. We'll see. I've never for one second thought that the stadium deal would not go through.
Absolutely.
Have you seen the area lately?
I've driven by it a couple times. I haven't, made
it. Well, drive by it and do a selfie, run a little video. Then ask yourself, how much is that area generating now?
Zippo. Zero.
It looks like a bomb shelter has hit it. And I'm going, I think people just think people are idiots. You. What are you negotiating with? You're threatening not to do anything and just let the area decay and
we're gonna turn it into a park.
Yeah, fall apart.
A park ain't generating the revenue that the stadium will generate. Like,
man,
it's just,
come on.
The arguments that we could do something better with the land are just
the area that we're in right now. I remember it when it wasn't like this.
Yeah, my parents tell me about it all the time when we're down. Like, whenever I'm down here with them, they'll look around and be like, man,
if you knew,
it was not like this.
It was not like this. You're right. And then they changed it. And they brought it back. And they built the Nats. They built a state. Yeah, but I understand this process because not everybody's above board. There are crooks everywhere.
No, very few are.
Crooks everywhere. So you got to do what you got to do. I'm not against the system on that. But if you don't think lighting up the District of Columbia with burgundy and gold structure, pride, games, events, then you're playing dumb on purpose. It's just not feasible. It's going to happen. 301-230-0980 is the number. I love Bowie.
How you doing, Doc?
Hey, what's up? Fort Washington. Love Fort Washington.
Hey, you know what? I hate to say it, but I would let Terry go to see what he can find. I look at Kansas City when that receiver went to Miami.
Miami, yeah, Cheetah.
And the guy.
And he hadn't won since.
I know. And the guy that left Buffalo to go, I mean, the guy that played
from D.C., He hurt. It was in Boston.
Yeah, I think as long as we got the head of the snake, we'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think J5 answers all those questions as long as you can block for him and keep him upright. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's simple math. You don't want to give a man 30 years old a 4-year guaranteed contract. I mean, you set a bad precedent in my eyes, Doc.
But I don't blame him. I don't blame him for asking for it. It's called a negotiation.
Thank you.
There's nothing wrong with it. Now, if you ask me, it's a little bit sloppy, but that's on him. I don't understand the strategy, but it's none of my business. Because, it's just not that big a thing. I'm concerned about how we stop the run, how we run the ball better. That's what we got to do.
I was worried about that run in the playoffs when them guys were running off those big chunks.
Come on, man.
And when he was the defensive coach of Dallas, he let them guys run off big chunks. I want that corrected more.
Well, they were lighting the britches, and they tried to correct that. We won't know till we see it, but they tried to correct it. You can't come up there and lighten the trousers. You look at Philadelphia. That's what I'm saying. You think I'm worried about a wide receiver? I'm not worried. I don't care. What I'm worried about is, can I knock some of them boys off the ball that they have? Can I stop Saquon Barkley? Can I get a running game worth a damn? Because I know this. If we get our running game going and you got to deal with JD5, guess who wins? We do. Do I blame you for trying? No, go for it. Hell, if you can get somebody dumb enough to give you $100 million for one season, why won't you ask for it? The only thing you can do wrong is not ask for it.
If they do trade Terry, do not trade him to our conference. Send him out west somewhere.
Tell you something.
You have to do that.
Let me tell you something. I never worry about where anybody is or where everybody goes. I hope he gets paid. Do what you got to do. It's not a problem. You're not scared of anybody. I mean, where are you going to send him? Philadelphia? You think he's starting Philly? No.
No.
You think he's starting Dallas?
I don't want
to. Not right now?
I don't want to see him go there.
If I were him, I'd go to India. If he could get out of here, go where any place you can get loved, any place you can get paid, go. Go do you. Because this is business.
He got love here.
I don't like no. He didn't get the kind of love he wanted. He wanted unconditional love. That's what he tried to give. They ain't giving you that. Their thing is structured.
If you do that, everybody else gonna want the same demands.
Yeah, but they're not Terry. Terry, it's not up to me. I don't get involved in any one person in a team sport other than the quarterback. That might give me a little bit more concern. I'm going to get a receiver. Yeah. Hopefully it's him. If not, I'll get the next guy. I'm not going to not win the game because of a wide receiver. I promise you that. That might be my left tackle or right tackle. It's never going to be because of a receiver. Not in my lifetime. Yeah. If I do that, I built it wrong. That's my fault. I got to hustle, brother.
I like that.
Oh, got to go. Got to go to Bones. Bones, Bones. What up?
My main man, Rick Doc Walker. Shout out to my main man, Matt. You know, hey, Doc, man, you know, at this point, because, you know, I've been around and seen it, you know, I've seen a lot of contract, you know, disputes and stuff like that, you know. And right now, it's ugly, man. It's gotten to the point now, you know, when you start requesting a trade, you know what I mean? You know, that means, you know, that's damaging the relationship between the team and, you know.
Could just be business,
right?
Though. So, could just be business.
I ain't mad.
Yeah, it's business.
I ain't mad that Terry trying to get some money. But right now, you know, we need, like you said, we need a running back that can run and bust through them holes.
Yeah.
We need a defense that can stop runs from coming up our holes.
Thank you.
We need to beat Philadelphia 3 times this season. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm trying to get to the big dance, man. That's my goal, is getting back to the big dance, right? That's what I'm trying to do. So I need the whole locker room to step their game up, you know. I'm not kind of focused on one person, man, you know, because, you know, right now it's getting too personal, and I ain't got time to be dealing with no
Social media society now, brother. So it's really not that strange, because everybody has to thinks they have to comment about everything, whether or not they know anything about it or not. It's just noise. If you allow it in your brain, if you allow it.
And then, and one more thing, Doc. I got to give a shout out to my man Little, man. Boy, Little, you funny as I don't know what.
Oh, he's a classic.
You come up in the same earth time, Little. You just 1 year behind me, but we came up in the same earth time. So, man, all that stuff you be talking about, the stuff you was doing on the basketball court and all this stuff, man, I got to run into you, Little, man, because I swear, man, if you was doing all that, you had to run into me. You understand?
Well, I hope you two guys get it worked out so I can get, I know what's authentic or not. Got to hustle. Jonesy, welcome to Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. What's up, K-9?
Hey, I was hoping I got some good birthday news today, but unfortunately, hey, we still hanging in the balance.
Happy birthday.
If I got, thank you very much, people. If I got me a defense that can pretty much keep us in the game, I'm good to go. If I got me an offensive line that can protect my quarterback, I'm good to go. If I got me a running back, and I hear we got a running back named Bill, so we need to be really keeping an eye on
the guy. Yeah, but Bill might be the guy. He might be that dude.
I'm trying to tell you now. He almost sounds like a 1,000-yard rusher right now. So, all right, if I got me that, trust me, I got me a daggone boxing glove. I just need to be able to throw me a nice flurry of punches to beat these New York Giants. Because that's the first thing I'm looking at, and that's all I see. And we got them next month. I'm trying to win that game. We got a quarterback that's over there that beat us the last time I seen him. He was wearing Big Tony's Steelers gear. Now he's wearing somebody else's gear, AMAC's gear. So I don't care what other gear he wears down the road. I need to get him in whatever gear he's wearing when we see him next month. I need to beat Russell Wilson because he left a bad taste in my mouth. That's all I got.
Keep I got you, brother. Appreciate you, K-9 for life. DC is our next stop. Lou, welcome to Cock-a-Doodle-Doo.
What's up, DLC? How you doing?
Hey, man, working.
You know, like you always say, Doctor, next man up, man. I'm loving the new guys that we got. I know, you know, Terry, you know, he's been a professional since he got here, and, you know, he's been, you know, a stand-up guy. But at the end of the day, you know, business is business, and last time I checked, it's 53. Not one person could win Super Bowl. So, to me, you know, if they don't come to a term and, you know, if he wants to trade, go ahead, man. Go ahead and trade him to the Colts, actually. I want him to go to the NFC team. The AFC team, because we don't want him anywhere around, you know, in the NFC. So if they're going to trade him to a team that's trash, and he's going to see what he's missing. So he wants to chase money, trade him to a team that's, you know, willing to pay him and give it some picks. Look, next year, look, man, I'm not – people expecting this team to go to the Super Bowl, but like me, you know, I got two more years, man. Next season and a year after, I think we going to make it. This year, I mean, it's, you know, I don't know, but I just think
– No, that, you know what? You just said, Lou, that was on point. You don't know, and neither do I. But I tell you what I feel, I can tell you what I care about. All I care about is the New York Giants game, period. That is the future.
Yes,
and I don't care if Terry leaves here, he can go play for the Giants. If you're not here, I don't care where you're at. All I'm concerned about is burgundy and gold. I wish you well wherever you're at. I'm just concerned about us. I leave the rest of that for all the 27-year-olds who know it all. They can handle that. G from the shop is next. Here on Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. What up?
Man, I wish I was still 27 years old, Doc.
I'm glad you're not.
Yeah, that means I got older, man. I survived.
There
man.
You go. There you go.
I heard all the homies calling. My Uncle Bones called, Little.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jones.
And they all canines, man. You know what you expect.
And see, they called me. They texted me. They told me Doc was on for Rooster. That's the only reason I tuned in, because I'm on strike from Rooster, and tell him I said that.
Oh, he's listening. Believe me, Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. He's listening before. You got a big awards thing tonight. Hey, man, look.
Yeah, he's a stalker. He's a star.
Yeah. Hey, man, look, like I say, anytime you get a moment, this is like a run. You at the gym, you got a chance, you won a three, won a five, we just run it. But I've been hearing, I was listening to BTP last night, and you would have thought that there would have been a discovery, a new synthesizer, a new something breakthrough. It was like he was so emotionally into the call of the day that Terry could possibly hold out or not go. And I just thought, wow, really? And
that's,
you know,
what they do. That's what Lunell do. You know, he just lost his virginity. He get overexcited.
Yeah.
So I can give him a pass on that, man.
No, it's not a joke. He was so invested in this. It was as if, and I really just thought, what a gift to be able to take something this minor to me and make it as if anything short of a catastrophe. It was like, man, really?
Well, he doing a shock jock little stick, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm just going, what about Terry Agent? I said it when he went to the commercial and did the commercial. Why are you doing this? Why go do the Eastern commercial, fine operation, but what are you trying to get the public on your side? Nobody give a damn about people. They're going to cheer for you or boo you either way. They want to no matter what. This is a business deal.
Exactly.
First one exactly. run his mouth exactly. loses. First one run their mouth loses.
Yeah, poker, man. Keep
it is.
Poker face.
Exactly.
Man.
No, he you couldn't. And his representation, I hope he's not paying for that.
That's the new age, too, Doc. You know, they got to hop on the Instagram and let their voice be heard. They think they playing the game the right way. But that's the thing with me. I ain't worried about nobody else's money but mine. So that's the only reason.
Now, I wish them all well.
People chill out and stop counting up people's pockets, man.
Yeah,
hey,
no, it's
Doc,
good.
Man, I had to call Doc, man, because you checking on
me. Oh, hey, man.
You know everything kosher over
okay,
here.
I got to have G in my life, man. Otherwise, ain't no sense in doing what I do.
I swear.
Give
man,
my best to Lil G, man. Lil G, yeah, I like the jump. I like the form. Yeah, make sure your brother knows, man. I gotta catch one of these with my own eyeballs. So keep your brother in the loop.
I'm gonna keep you posted, man, because we just finished up the Drew Crawford Summer League over at Deanwood. Did a hell of a job over there. He had the legend Stacey Robinson on the microphone, man.
Mm.
DC basketball at its finest, man.
Beautiful.
It never stops bouncing.
All right, man. Nothing but love for you. Hail to the W.
Hey,
Rob in the District of Columbia. Big Tony over in the woods. And, Bebe, you guys stay on the line. We got to take a break. We will come back, continue. This is Cock-a-Doodle-Doo, the Chris Russell Show, DOC DHing, and, of course, with the mad one behind the glass. 2:53 in the nation's capital, DOC DHing for the Rooster, Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. And, of course, you've heard by now, unless you've been asleep, if you were anywhere within the voice of BTP last night, then you know over and over again what has happened. Rob in the District of Columbia calls in to comment on this tug-of-war, team versus player, player versus team. Where do you stand, Rob?
Man, Doc, what's up, man? Myself, personally, man, I'm like, I played ball my whole life, you know. And, you know, one thing we know for a fact, no man is bigger than the team.
Yep.
So that's my team, so I'm going to stick with my team. But that don't mean my team always right. You know what I'm saying? You got to be honest. I'm not a yes man. I can sit there with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be in this fight. And after the fight, I'll be like, man, you was wrong for getting us in this fight. But because at the end of the day, Adam Peterson and the organization should have handled the third situation earlier in the year. Because as of right now, we're not a game next week. I don't want to be talking about no cost. If you going to kick the boy or not. You know, I ain't got to cover all this stuff. Curry, if you going to play or you don't want to. He said he don't want to. Oh, we gonna do it on that. We in a game next week. Like you said, the Giants don't care nothing about what you got going on.
No, they're encouraged. They're hoping.
They're going to kick your teeth in if you're worried about some contracts. We was a game away from the Super Bowl last year. I'm 34 years old. That you gave me hope. You gave me hope. I ain't had no hope in my whole lifetime. I was born in 90. I won the Super Bowl in 91. I really ain't seen no success in my life. Now you're trying to snatch that back from me by some nonsense. Either you're going to sign him or you're not. If you're not going to sign him, trade him. And let's keep it moving. One monkey don't stop this show.
No, on any level, on any team, the Cheetah found that out when he left Kansas City.
Exactly.
And the only way he can get to a Super Bowl now is if he's got a ticket.
Exactly. And I'm trying to get to the Super Bowl. But you ain't gonna get there worried about some contract. You're not gonna get there. That's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
And you can't have that around your team either. Being in the locker room, you can't have it around. I'm sorry, if you don't want to be here, you got to go. Just like Jonathan Allen said a couple of years ago, he didn't want to be here, you should have been got him out of here. If you don't want to be here, you don't got to be here. It's a privilege to be here and in Washington, D.C. Us and us fans, the organization, it's a privilege to be here.
They'll figure it out, man. Appreciate you, Rob. Appreciate that.
Yes,
Jumbo, Eastern Shore, how about them Crabs?
Hey, good afternoon, Doc. Crabs are running, man. Running good.
What's your take?
I tell you, just hearing about it, Micah Parsons just now, if you're the Eagles, I'm sure you're just high-fiving at all of this. I have a little more concern when it comes to whether McCorum stays or not. I've always felt that since they let Zacchaeus and De'Ami Brown go, that was going to hurt the receiving core, even though they got Debo Samuel, because I would like to think a second year in that system, and I thought they were improving as the season come on, that they would almost be, I ain't going to say dominant, but a big part in this offense right and left. What do you think about that?
Well, I think you're still formulating your team, and you don't even know what you have because you've been in camp 7 days. And I don't count non-padded practices. So to me, you've had 3 practices. Once you start playing, scrimmaging the Patriots, and you play Baltimore, or you work out a deal with Baltimore, this team is coming together. What we're doing right now is just talking about paper, as far as I'm concerned. Because you don't earn your way onto a team unless you're out there on the field. What I miss about Terry not being there is to see him against these corners. Because I want to rate my corners. Well, he's my best, and now I don't get a chance to see him against Amos. I don't get a chance to see him against a healthy Lattimore. That's what pisses me off, because now you're messing with my ability to get my team ready for the opener. Because nobody cares in New York if you're having problems right now being on the same page. As a matter of fact, they encourage it. So, no, I don't get caught up in this at all. You're either there or I'll get somebody else, and then we keep going. Because no one person stops it. If that were the case, then history wouldn't be as sweet as it is. Appreciate the call. 2:58, getting close to another break here on Cock-a-Doodle-Doo show with DOC and Mad Max. Got a couple questions for Max. I think he worked the clock the wrong way last night. Seems like something is cluttering his brain cells right now. I'll give you an update when we come back.